Love is unmotivated service. Love is far more than sweet-sounding words. It only becomes real through our behavior. We express our love by what we do. If someone professes love for another but is unwilling to serve that person, the love is not deep. It is theoretical and not genuine. If we do not demonstrate our love by dynamic activity, something is wrong. The deeper the love, the more we will express it by selfless service to the object of our love. This understanding of love as service is fundamental to all the major world religions. Although these religions differ superficially in many respects, they are united around one central point. True religion means service to God. Whatever we call ourselves, Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, or Hindu, is not particularly significant, nor are the rituals we perform. Behind all the exterior practices is the fact that each religious path has come into being to provide us with specific ways to love and serve God. Although love transcends seeing, hearing, and feeling, all of these elements may be incorporated into selfless service. When our love is unconditional, we do not seek a particular experience for our own benefit, as we would if we engaged in self-interested behavior to gratify our senses. Selfless actions do not allow us to develop a deeper connection with God, but are based on I and my wants, my desires, my body. They are not genuinely focused on the other or on rendering service to the beloved. The more we give and share what we have, the more we put the Lord first, inconveniencing ourselves for His service. If we have little, we give a piece of bread or a glass of water. If we only have a banana, then that is what we offer. If we have anything at all to eat, then the other person should be able to eat also. When we love someone, we want to offer care. We are eager to express what we feel inside by doing something for the object of our love. A man who loves his wife and children just does not say so. He spends time with them and cares for their needs. A woman may claim to love her husband and child, but if she does not feed her child or assist her husband, then we may rightfully doubt her sincerity. Sometimes we may say loving words despite feelings to the contrary, in order to gain approval or the reassurance that we ourselves are loved. This behavior does not reflect either love or service. We should not speak untruthfully just to be rewarded. If our love is genuine, we will freely and wholeheartedly share ourselves with the beloved without wondering, "What's in it for me?" If love had something to do with expecting a particular response, what would happen if we did not get the one we wanted? When we equate love with sense gratification, we risk becoming angry, morose, or disappointed whenever we are not satisfied. Yet, most of us attach conditions to our love because foremost in our minds is our own comfort. But unconditional love goes far beyond our personal satisfaction, even to the point of exposing us to great inconvenience on behalf of the beloved. Service is natural. We are always serving someone or something, and those who love one another understandably want to express their love through service. That is why we have the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When we see ourselves as servants of the beloved, we seek to please the other as a spontaneous expression of our love. We are indifferent to praise or blame. But unfortunately, although we may try to serve enthusiastically, our motivation is often impure. We want to be recognized and appreciated. We must learn to serve willingly, even in the absence of any reciprocation or acknowledgement. We should remember that the way we treat others is actually the way we are treating ourselves, because everything eventually comes back to us. Why do some people always have so much help and care? Because they give it, and therefore it returns to them in kind. Why is it that no one trusts those who do not trust others? Because that distrustful energy is coming full circle back to them. We have to be careful of what we do and how we think, because our thoughts and actions set forces in motion to bring the results back to us. We can test ourselves by doing a favor anonymously for someone we really care about. Generally, When we offer a gift, we send a card identifying ourselves as the giver and implying that we expect some measure of recognition for our generosity. Obviously, this is not selfless, unconditional behavior because it is based on self-glorification. We can only pass the test of selfless, unmotivated service when we help someone without seeking praise, happy simply in the knowledge that we have taken the right action.